to the field here at the Alamo Dome. Cowboys practice is over. Cobra is down there with the wireless. Cobra, do you have us?
I certainly do. Whoa, that was loud.
Oh, boy, that was loud.
Sure, I got you. I got you. How you guys doing back there?
We're doing all right. Actually, probably about like we were, what, 3-4 minutes or so ago?
Yeah, when I saw you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Let's see. Now, there's many opportunities down here. There's Coach Campo.
Mm-hmm.
You care about him at all?
No, I love Coach Campo.
I do, too.
He's a great guy.
Well, let's go see. He's doing a one-on-one with a kid right now. But
talk to number 89 over there behind you. See what's going on with him.
Who is he?
He's a large specimen.
Well,
is that Tony Curtis?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
Let me just, you know, I'm going back over to Campo. I don't like taking direction from you.
All right.
You threw me off my game.
I'm sorry.
Completely. Let's hear what he says.
So, and he also has great confidence in Jason Garrett. So that combination can be done. You see it all the time on offense. Just nobody does it on defense.
Well,
I don't know why.
I asked him that the other day, is why is it that it's more of an offensive trend?
As you can tell, we're having a serious football conversation now.
Who is that?
See if we can loosen this up.
Who's that guy?
I'm not sure.
That's true. He's going to have to be on his best behavior. He's not going to be able to, you know, do every little thing defensively because the game's going to be going on, and he knows that.
Isn't that part of what the
Oh, my God, he's quick. The kid's quick. Quick with his questions.
Absolutely.
I'll sneak one in.
Work on sidelines and all that kind of stuff. But you got to remember, the group that we've got here right now, you know, the coaching staff has been here 2 years now, and it's a very experienced group. So,
according to you.
I guess. Yeah, it's pretty experienced when you got 3 defensive coordinators on there.
I'm just jacking with you, Kevin.
I know, yeah. But that's how we look at it. And so I don't see it as any problem at all, really.
Have you seen much difference from last year as far as his involvement with the defense?
Well, yeah.
He was already.
I hate reporters.
You know, really,
I truly hate them.
Why?
It's not much different.
Well, come on, assert your dominance.
Really
you're the snake.
You know, he's preparing how we're putting stuff in, that type of stuff.
Right,
we're still doing the same coaching we did a year ago. So.
And what kind of films have you been able to see besides game film here, Coach, or practice film?
Zero.
No movies?
No movies.
See, it's an excuse for us when we get out of town to go see movies and stuff.
I know that. I wish we could do that. But we only have 15 days here before the first game.
Now, is it really that important, Coach? You're making it sound like this is a big deal.
It's about as big as it can get. You know, that's where you make your football team during this time.
So what does a Coach Campo night consist of?
Watch the day's practice, get a quick bite, meet with the players, go back to my room, go to sleep.
It's very boring.
Boring, it is. But it's fun. It's fun because we're making progress.
Are you?
Okay, all right, Coach. Enjoy your time here. It's good to talk to you, as always.
I think so.
There's a girl standing...
In the orange?
No, behind you. Look behind you. And kind of that silverish blouse. She's wearing a skirt, and she's standing all by herself.
Hey, now.
Am I... Which direction?
To your left. To your left. She's standing on the 42-yard line.
Oh, that?
Yeah.
Yuck.
Really?
Yeah. But this is more interesting. Don Harris has another attractive... Hey, Don. Hey, can I talk to this girl?
Yeah.
I can?
Yeah, she used to host Hot on Homes in Dallas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They want you for Dallas Radio.
Yeah, are you from Dallas?
I am.
Like, born and raised?
No, I was born and raised in Houston, but I spent quite a few years in Dallas. So I went to school at North Texas, hosted a TV show there, and now I'm here in San Antonio.
So are you working with Don here?
I am working with Don. I'm actually a general assignments reporter, but I love sports, so it's my day off, and I came up here with him.
Channel 4?
Yep, Channel 4, WOAI.
Okay, and so what were you doing in Dallas prior to this? Like, he said something about a home thing?
Yeah, I hosted Hot on Homes, the Saturday edition, every morning on Saturdays, WFAA.
Now, was your husband cool moving down here?
I don't have a husband.
Oh, that's interesting, Kim. Now, what's your last name?
Fisher.
Kim Fisher.
Fishy.
What did you get out of North Texas?
I left there about 2 years ago, August of 2007.
How old are you?
29.
Okay, so did you go to school later on? No, I meant the school North Texas.
Oh, I thought you meant the North Texas area. Fail on my part. I left North Texas in 2002.
Okay, now let me describe. We're broadcasting right up here. We're with the Ticket in Dallas. I don't know if you remember.
I am. I'm very familiar.
Are you really?
Yeah, I used to be Scrappy the Eagle, so I'm very familiar with the Ticket.
What's that? What's Scrappy the Eagle?
I was the mascot.
You were?
Yes.
You're kidding
me. For North Texas?
You're way too hot to be a mascot.
Thank you. I was not a good cheerleader. I was too clumsy, but I could dance my butt off, so it worked.
Okay, fair enough. Now, Kim, you're wearing a very lovely orangish-reddish dress. Is that the color that I'm going for here?
I think you're about right, yeah.
Okay, now, it's a very sexy dress, too. Is
yeah.
that? Is it? It is, don't you think?
Banana Republic, I guess.
Okay, all right. It shows off some attributes that we're all impressed by. Now, have you been hit on any players or anything?
No.
None?
None.
Why not?
I don't think that's
what about media guys besides me?
Oh, well, I know a lot of the media guys.
So they're all over you, right?
No, we're just talking.
Come on.
A
couple of drinks and talking about the business and
getting
how rough it is. And you need some arms to drop into at night.
Right. If it were only like that.
So you don't have a boyfriend?
I do have a boyfriend. I don't have a husband.
What does he do? Real estate or?
How did you know? And he lives
really?
In Dallas. Yeah, he lives in Dallas.
That's pretty generic. I just guessed. I took a shot.
It's pretty good, though.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is he having a hard time right now?
I don't think so. He just tried to call me.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Does he listen to this station?
I don't know if he does. He's not quite the sports guy. It's a shame.
Oh, then he's gay.
Wow.
In a good way. In a good way, not in a bad way.
He may be a little metro.
How long have you been together?
All right, how long have you been dating?
4 years.
Oh, it's time to get married, isn't it?
Don't creep me out, seriously.
Seriously, it is. I mean, I'm sure your mom mentions that all the time. Why didn't he pop the question?
All right, seriously, I'm like starting to get sweaty under the armpits here by you asking these questions.
Really? It's not time, is it?
No, it's not time.
You don't have any kids or anything, do you?
No.
Laying around back in Dallas?
None. A dog.
Okay. All right, that's fair enough. Well, Kim Fisher, we appreciate your time, and be nice to Don, okay? He's a good friend of ours.
I will. Tell Gordy hi.
I will.
Gordy? Who's Gordy?
We'll need that. Gordy?
Gordy.
I didn't know what to say.
What was wrong with the girl in the silver blouse?
Did you
was
see
she good looking?
That girl was smoking hot,
was
by
she
the way.
Judging?
Did you get a look at her, Danny?
I can't see.
On the webcam?
I can.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's really, really hot.
Like, can you rewind it?
Yeah.
Grooves?
Yeah.
No.
Can you pause it?
Come over here.
All right.
Now, what's wrong with the girl in the silver blouse over there? What's the matter with her?
Nothing.
She looks great from a distance.
Nah, yeah. Well, that's... There are a lot of girls do, Mike. That's the problem with girls. You get up close and things change. All right. Bobby Carpenter's over here. Who we've never talked to, have we?
Oh, I'm sure we have.
You don't sound too interested. You just want girls, don't you?
No.
That's all you want.
If you want to talk to Bobby Carpenter...
You're an old horn dog.
If you want to talk to Bobby Carpenter, talk to Bobby Carpenter.
All right. Maybe I will.
You look leaner. Are you?
I'm probably about 5 pounds lighter than I was last year.
Boring!
I thought I'd feel a little bit weaker, but I still feel pretty strong on the field.
Now do you see why I only want to talk to girls?
Yeah. Coaches tell you to shed a couple of pounds? Or
I've got pretty good taste.
Look at that. George is down there. Stern's down there.
I've never really complained about it. It's never really been a weight issue. Just, I started leaning down. I felt so good. I felt so good. Able to move a lot better. And I think it's really paid
dividends. Is it an all fish diet?
What?
It's all swine diet.
All pig?
All swine. Bacon, sausage, and ham.
That's all you eat is pig.
No, I'm joking. That's my dad's diet, though.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Keeled over?
As good as Parcells diet.
15 pounds.
Is he straight Atkins diet?
No. A little bit. All swine, though, I'm telling you. I might write a book about that.
You should.
All swine.
No one would read
Parcells
it.
Diet people is like. That's crazy. But you know when people would love to just eat swine all day?
Yeah.
Little pig, pork, whatever.
What do you think, Parcells? Do you think he eats them whole?
Chris Parcells is a great guy, so I'm not going to knock him.
How do you feel about starting the first fight at camp today? It's all because of you, right?
I don't know if it's because of me, but those two guys.
What happened?
They're a nice little shot by Ratliff on Colombo on interception. And those are the two guys who may not be the most physically gifted, but if there's any two guys I'd pick on a fight in this team, I'd take both of them one and two.
Were they nude?
You got to kill him to beat him, and that's why I turned and stopped to look around. I wanted to watch, just as much as anybody.
So could Ratliff beat you up, like, with one hand tied behind his back?
You could take a knife on Jay, and you'd have to wait till his pulse was Dion before he would stop coming at you.
I'll give you $35 to do that.
No, I'm not. Jay's one guy I'm not messing with. Have you ever seen what he looks like out on the field during games?
Yeah.
If there's a guy who you don't want to see in dark alley, it's Jay Ratliff.
Making a play, flashing, making a play like that.
Thank you, Bobby, for your courage.
Give him a hug.
There's Bobby Carpenter. You know what? I'm not hugging these guys. They're disgusting. What did Terrence Newman say last night, Mike, when he left our place? That his insack smelled like death?
Yes.
And he couldn't sit down?
Insack.
All right. Let's see now. As we're cruising around. No, there's...
Now let's stop down for
Claudette. It seems most of the players have left.
Is this a coach passing, walking by you there?
Yeah, but I don't know who that is.
Coach Joe!
No, he's left a long time ago. I'm not going to lie to you. Now, there was the hot Latina girl that was over here.
Mm-hmm.
Who looks like she was whoring it up for autographs.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know where she went. Killer, do you see her roaming around anymore?
The one in the pink tank top?
Yeah. Any sign of her?
No, she was down there on the field. I mean, she was on the other side of the barricade, not...
All right, well, screw that. Let's just go see who this guy is that we're talking to.
All right.
But, you know, at the end of the day, I think they're both great players.
Sam talked about Skanek's always had a chip on his shoulder. He came in pissed off.
This is Miles Austin.
The mic has gotten that similar type of attitude this year. Do you see that?
Well, like chip on his shoulders?
Yeah.
I think they both, I don't really want to call it a chip on his shoulders. I just see they're both hungry. You know, they're both hungry guys who want to come out and play, and they both want to take each other's spot, basically, and that's what you need out of, you know, cornerbacks in every position, really. It just helps the play of everybody else, and not only them, not only those guys are competing, but the guys below them are, you know, competing for their spots,
come on,
and they're competing
for
teams. You know, everyone's really kind of, it's a dog-eat-dog game.
And do you find yourself hungry right now?
I'm always hungry.
For what?
What?
What's your favorite food?
What's my favorite food? Hamburger.
Hamburger.
It's pretty generic.
Yeah, I'm a generic
hamburger
type guy.
Hamburger with doo-doo is the meat.
Now, how generic are you? If I was to say, what's your favorite type of lady, would you just say whatever?
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
Just whatever gets thrown your way?
No, I don't do whatever, but I would just say whatever. I don't have, you know, I'm not the type to discriminate against anybody.
So what is this interview doing right now?
White, black, doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Are you leaning one way?
Leaning one way.
Are you gay?
Yeah, I don't know where this is going.
Like this girl right here. I know her. She's a close personal friend of mine. You find her very attractive, don't you?
You find her attractive?
What am I? Yeah, don't you?
I don't know, man. I'm trying to stay. I'm trying to be PC, bro.
Are you gay?
It's PC to say yes.
Oh, man. Who knows?
All right, Miles. Thank you very much. Boy, he wanted no part of that.
Did he ever?
That was that that Kim girl that I was talking to that was standing right there,
mm-hmm.
Her in all her glory.
Right.
I don't think you realize what we're dealing with her, Mike.
I may underrate her a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe I haven't had a good look at her yet.
Yeah, I think you do.
Maybe we need to get her up here. Put her on the air.
Yeah, you would be freaked out by her.
Would I?
Yeah.
Oh, girls don't freak me out, man.
It's Sam Hurd. I don't want to talk to Sam Hurd. We did him yesterday. All right, well, Should we go to break and do E-News?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that, I guess.
Okay.
All right, entertainment news is on the way. Do you have any kind of tease or anything you want to tell us about what we're about to do?
No, actually, here's a hot girl. Hang on. Give me 1 second. Hey, sweetheart, how are you?
Good. How are you?
what are you doing here?
Watching the Cowboys practice.
Okay, did you get any autographs? You scam any autographs?
I only got one.
Who was it? You don't even know, do you?
Michael Hamlin.
Oh, Michael Hamlin. You know what position he plays? Don't look at that guy.
She has no idea.
God, what a goofy laugh.
That's quite the laugh.
What?
That's quite the laugh. Now, are you here with a dude, a guy, a man? Or are you here with a chick?
A guy.
Is that your boyfriend?
Yes.
God.
That's your boyfriend here?
Yes.
How long you guys been dating?
Oh, a year.
So would you mind if a player hit on her?
It depends who it was.
Really? Yeah. Like who? Who would you mind?
No, you know, it depends.
Like if it was a, I don't know, like a giant black guy, would you mind?
Maybe a little bit.
How about a handsome young white man?
That'd be okay.
Okay. All right. What's your name, ma'am?
Laura.
Laura. Okay. We appreciate your time and good luck. How old are you?
I'm not telling. I'm getting 21.
Somebody's yelling at you.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Get a hug.
Oh, my God. Wow. Get a piece of work.
Yeah,
that
get
is.
A hug.
Yeah,
get
yeah. a hug. Hang on. I don't want a hug.
Yeah, you do.
She's hot, though.
Huh?
She's really
I couldn't
hot.
Put up
is
with that laugh.
Is that the one that we saw earlier?
No. No.
Okay.
I saw her. Totally different. Okay. We got to go.
All right. 4:45 here on the ticket. Sports Radio 1310.